I'd like to call the Monday, January 5th organizational meeting of the Marysville School Board to order. It's in 2015, by the way. So may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Now, can you join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's see, item three at this point. Let me get out my little thing here. We're now opening up the floor for nominations. So, do we have any nominations for the president?
I'd like to nominate Sue Devine.
All right, we have a nomination for Sue Devine. Are there any other nominations? Okay.
I will second that if we need a second.
We don't need one, but that's appreciated. Thank you. At this point, I would entertain a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. So the nominations are closed, and at this point, I would accept a nomination to accept the nomination of Sue Devine for president.
So
second.
Pleasant has motioned, and Mrs. Powers has second. I would like to make a little comment before we have a vote.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your nominations and your support. I greatly appreciate that.
And I guess I'd like to make a comment, too. Okay. I think it's when you go into positions like this, it makes it difficult to not put some continuity in more than, you know, and have them multiple years. Mm-hmm. And again, I think you've done a nice job, but I think your growth in the next year or two would be advantageous to the district. So.
Okay,
that's good.
And I'm gonna vote for you as president too, not because you're the only nominee, because I think you did a great job last year, and I'm looking forward to this year as well.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that very much. Roll call, please.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. And again, thank you very much. What was I going to say? Oh, I was laughing today because I'm thinking about the amount of experience that we have on the board. And you realize that combined between five board members, we have 9 years of experience at this point. So we are a very inexperienced board. So,
well, last year we had.
Less, yeah, right.
Or moving up,
yeah. So I know.
So, well, I guess I'll say one other thing. Mm-hmm. You've got people that have educational backgrounds,
yes.
And so I think that makes a difference too.
It does, mm-hmm. But I do think that being a member of a school board is vastly different than being a school employee. And I appreciate everybody working hard to make sure that we are board members and not prospective employees, you know, and recognizing that difference. So appreciate that. Okay, next on the agenda, I would entertain a nomination for the vice president.
Well, Ed Pleasant.
Mrs. Powers makes a motion to nominate Ed Pleasant for vice president.
I move the nomination to close.
Well, at this point, I will also ask, are there any other nominations? No? All right. Then I'll accept Mr. Smith's motion to close nominations. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Powers. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, so now we need a motion to accept the nomination for Mr. Pleasant as our vice president. Motion by Mrs. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments?
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I would say that I think that Ed has brought a great deal of experience and a very good view of our district and of our community. I think that he has provided great leadership in the questions and answers and activities and committee responsibilities and so forth, and I look forward to having him be the vice president of this board.
Thank you. Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, next on our agenda is a motion to adopt our agenda for the January 5th meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant. I'll second that. Roll call, please.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next up, we have our establishing our meeting date, time, and location. So I guess we need a motion to approve the third Thursday of the month, meeting at 7 o'clock at the times that we have listed, and I think we plan to continue the procedure of meeting at the different meeting at whichever building is making the presentation, and if there's not a presentation, meeting at the board office.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Pleasant.
So is it all one motion then? You're moving that we do on Thursdays plus the designated areas?
Yes. Okay. And at this point, we just have January through June.
Sure.
So we'll fill that out as the different buildings request their presentations for next school year. So, okay, roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item.
You and I talked about the first meeting.
Yes.
I don't know if you still want to discuss it or not.
Well, I did say some things to other members, so yeah. So Brian is... Brian did have some vacation plans on January 15th. Kind of came to light a little bit late, and so he will not be here for that meeting, but he is going to.
Well, the plans didn't come to light late. It's just the realization.
Oh, okay.
Why wasn't
with the holidays and
the
new play. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So I guess since you brought that up, I know we've already made the motion and gone through this, but you know, if something does come up with the other meetings, you know, try and be looking at your calendars, and if something's coming up and we need to make a change, then we'll do our best to work with everybody on that schedule.
But I know that the principals and the schedule in the district has been cleared for that particular evening, so.
Yeah.
Do they already know this list as well?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, next item is item 7, to establish the board compensation at $125 per meeting for a maximum of 12 meetings per year. And just as a note, this was approved from the organizational meeting back in January of 2003. So I would entertain a motion to approve that compensation for board members.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Any comments? not much to comment about. No. I think our community definitely appreciates the time that we put in. I've heard many people make comments about that, so I don't know that they all realize what we all do, but it's commendable. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, item 8 is to establish the Board Service Fund. Again, this amount is $7,500. It was approved, it's like way back in 1997. So do we have a motion to approve a service fund amount of $7,500?
Appropriate to make a motion and answer a question.
We'll make a motion and then discuss.
So.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. And now discussion.
And my question is that
sufficient?
Yeah, we at this point in the year, which we're halfway through the year, we haven't spent quite half. So we typically spend more the first half of the year than the second. So should be more than enough.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. If for some reason it was not going to be enough,
the board could vote to increase the appropriation in that account.
Does anybody have any big plans this next 5-6 months for training or conferences or anything like that?
I mean, I would think we did quite a bit of training this past year, and so if we were going to run out of money, it would have happened, mm-hmm. I think, yeah. So. Okay. All right, then roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 9 is a motion to approve the Marysville Journal Tribune as our newspaper for public notice.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant. I'll second that. Any comments? Okay. Roll call.
I was thinking it, you said.
Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant? Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Pleasant.
I said
that. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. We appreciate the articles. I know that I thought there were some very nice articles when we did the all-day, everyday kindergarten and the bond refinancing and things like that, so... Let's see, next up is a whole list of, the next up is our appointments to our committees for 2015. So this is information that was given to each of you to review. I think we have the same committee assignments with the exception of the president pro tempore. That's the person who runs this organizational meeting until a president is elected. And since next year, Amy and I are both up for re-election, so we need to have a president pro tempore who is not up for re-election. So I guess we'll take a motion to accept the appointments to these committees, and then we can discuss if needed.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Any discussion on these appointments?
I had a couple of things, though.
Okay.
I can't remember, are all of these the same as last year? Like number 9, the technology committee, was the one that I didn't get any business. And
right.
I didn't do anything on
well,
that last
and
year.
You know, really the majority of these committees are ad hoc committees. So if they're needed, then we have people who are assigned to the committees.
Okay.
But, you know, the deal is if we have a board committee, and they have meetings and they're public meetings, you know, so it becomes a little bit of a hassle. If there's not anything major that we could actually have an impact on, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think most of the stuff is generally handled by the district.
So some of these are like that. The Athletic Extracurricular Council was the other one that I didn't actually do anything with last year, but you're saying that's just part of it. Sometimes there isn't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, any other?
Well, you could go to that event, they meet on a monthly basis,
okay.
If you choose to go. So,
okay.
If that's a committee that's still functioning.
Right. Right.
Some of those, in looking through some history pieces, some of those were certainly committees that were pretty robust prior to levy times and setting some priorities, and then seem to have tailed off, phased out over time.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, this is something that which I'm going to bring up a little bit later on, but when it comes time to review what the board has done, I mean, I guess I've always looked at some of these committees too and said, is there something that we should be doing? And, you know, as long as if things are running smoothly, then I don't think you force a committee, you know, just to say that we have a committee. But but at the same time, if there's something that we feel needs some, you know, that we want to look into, then I guess get started on it. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up is our annual standing resolutions. See, that's things like purchasing agent, authorizing the superintendent to do various things and the treasurer to do various things. So they're all here in board docs. And I'm looking at board docs. Okay, yeah. So they're all listed there for you. So I would entertain a motion to approve these standing resolutions. I'll be happy to make that motion. A second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Power. Any comments or questions? Thinking, yeah, I don't think anything has changed on here.
No, I don't. I think it's all the same.
Yeah. And I double-checked with Diane about, you know, making sure that the legal agents are the ones that we're using and the insurance provider, all of those things are up to date. So roll call then.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Next up, item 12, it's a motion to approve Monday, January 4th, 2016 at 5:30 at the Board of Education office for our organizational meeting.
Whew. So moved.
Mrs. Powers makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Pleasant. Any comments?
I wish I could be this organized in my own.
Yeah. That's wow. Okay. Well, then how about a roll call?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Finally, comments and questions from board members. Mr. Smith.
It has been a wonderful experience. This past year, I've had a number of people ask me if I enjoy being on the school board, and I've been able to tell them I have absolutely enjoyed every moment. It has been exciting, and I think that this coming year holds great possibilities for even more excitement.
Mr. Luke?
I just wanted to mention that I have this vacation planned in January because I'm going to visit my son who lives in California. He's a grad student, and it was the only weekend that we could go. So we're flying out there. I feel bad missing the December meeting because I was ill, mm-hmm. and then this meeting. But it's not a reflection of my commitment to last year or this year. I just want to make sure everybody understands that.
The fact that I didn't get ill after that December meeting.
Well, Amy was the one most worried. Did you get ill?
No.
If you did, it wasn't for me.
No. I was like, go ahead, you probably said right there.
So I will be talking to Sue before that meeting in case
right.
there's anything that I can do.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to a healthy year for all my family, okay?
Yes.
So I can have more fun this mm-hmm. year and visit the schools more and do all that. So I'm going to get Mom out of the rest home here hopefully in a week and beyond. Because the last 2.5 years have been very tough with all the medical issues in my family and being able to dive in and do everything that I'd like to do. So I'm declaring this year going to be the best year.
All right.
Don't have
any comments. All right. Todd, any comments, Todd?
No, just thanks for a great 2014. It was a very good year. A lot accomplished. And enjoyed being here.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought you did a great job at the last board meeting. I hadn't even taken the time to do that yet and reflect mm-hmm. on the past year. So, and I appreciated, I sent you that email. You sent that out to the staff, and I think that's important that the staff recognizes, that the board recognizes, mm-hmm. all the things that are happening in the district and the work that's being put, invested in our kids and et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that was great, great year. Also, this is Board Appreciation Month, so in front of you, you have a beautiful certificate of recognition. So certainly our community is very fortunate to have five people that are vested in different ways. It's kind of interesting with the new board, and I'm still learning, but to sit back and see how the different ways in which each of you touch a different facet of our community. So I think it's we've done great work. You've been eager to learn and ask questions, and that's what's going to make us all better. So I appreciate the past year as well.
Great. I have a few comments, as always. First, I wanted to remind everybody, last year we did a lot of training at the beginning since everybody was new. I don't have anything scheduled right now, but I do think it would be a good idea to take some time to reread our board protocols, just kind of refresh your memory about how we do things. And as a part of that, with our building liaison visits, a reminder that when you go into these buildings, we're there to ask questions about how things are going for them, not so much share our opinions of what's being done, what should be done, things like that, not our personal opinions. So, again, just a reminder, some of those things, it's good to refresh your memory. On our binders, I will work hard to have some updates for the January meeting, and I'll get yours to you later, Brian, but some things in there like the calendar, committee assignments, et cetera, superintendent and treasurer goals for 14 and 15. I'm not sure if everybody has printed those off, but I'll try and have all of that information so that you can get that into your binders so that they're updated. And also the reminder to be prepared for our mid-year reviews that will be at our January 15th regular meeting that's going to be at 5 o'clock at Edgewood. We will have something to eat there. I'm not sure why yet. And I think that's it. Other than thank everybody, because it was a great year. Appreciate it. I mean, we did. We had a lot of new people here, and we worked well together. So now, just need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant.
Yes.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Devine.
Yes. Motion carries, and our meeting is adjourned at 5:52.